You know, there's a special mojo that's felt during those moments when human beings genuinely share who they are. When you see a songwriter who deeply believes and has lived the words that they're singing, it's the kind of magic that touches a noisy room or sends shivers down your spine. I'm here to explore just that. What is it exactly that makes that kind of magic moment happen? Greetings, folks. My name is Michael Averill, and this is the Write Songs You Love podcast. Whether you're a professional songwriter or someone who uses songwriting to get their thoughts and feelings out on paper, you're welcome here. So we're in the middle of December, getting close to the end of 2021, which is wild and cray-cray. And in around this time of year when things are coming to an end or like more or less winding down, I shouldn't say winding down, it's usually like a mad sprint to the end and then flopping down at the finish line. Anyone else relate to that? That's generally how December works, I think. But I've been thinking a lot once things kind of shut down for a week or so, just to take a rest, just looking into the new year, into 2022 that's on the horizon. And I got to thinking back 2 years ago when it turned 2020, I tried something that I'd never done before, and I started it on January 1st. And I didn't have a name for it. It was just something that I thought I would try. And it was a little self-imposed challenge. And what that challenge was in the morning, just to sit down with a cup of tea or hot beverage of whatever choice. And in the time it took to make a cup of something and finish it, I'd have to finish a song. Now, it didn't have to be a full song, like by normal standards, it didn't have to be a 3 or 4 minute or whatever song. I just put a stipulation on it that it had to be around a minute long. And it's a cool amount of time to think about writing a song. Generally, you can get a verse or two or whatnot and some kind of chorus idea or whatever. It doesn't even have to have a typical song structure. It's just, what can you say in a minute? And it's a pretty cool amount of time when you think about, well, I don't have to repeat anything necessarily. I literally just have to say what I want to say and get out. So all of this was prompted. I remember actually that previous month seeing a show and seeing a performer who the whole set, it was only 20 minutes long, and all they did was 1 minute songs, and that was their whole shtick. It was quite entertaining and quite hilarious, but they literally got through, I think, about 18 or so songs in a 20 minute set, which is pretty fantastic. So having seen that performance, I thought I would give it a go. So January 1st of 2020, I tried it out. And to my pleasant surprise, I got a really, really pivotal song for myself. One that actually is going to be on my next album, and I'm in the middle of recording at this very moment. But I was surprised at how well it worked and how fun it was that I did it the next day. And I did it the next day after that, and I just kept doing it. And I actually did it for months. And I was, at the time, a mentor in a program by an organization called Catch the Moon. And I put forth this idea, this 1 minute songwriting challenge in the time it takes to drink a cup of something. And it ended up really taking off and going like wildfire. And it was just really awesome to see the momentum and just everybody else and how much they enjoyed going through that process. So all that to say, I'm going to run an official teacup challenge starting January 3rd, 2022. That will run for 4 weeks. So, and only on the weekdays. Weekends will be off. So it's going to go Monday to Friday. I'm going to be on Zoom just to hold like a live space if people want to join on Zoom, they're more than welcome to, just to have some work party accountability. But it's not necessary to have to show up to those things. But yeah, Monday to Friday, I'm going to be releasing every single day a new challenge to write to for anybody who is interested in starting 2022 off with a creative bang. So yeah, there will be not only challenges, so that'll be 20 different challenges for the 4 weeks of January, and those Zoom kind of work parties if you want to join them. But every Friday at the end of the week, I'm going to have a live Zoom song share. So anyone who's in this and writing songs and they actually want to share them amongst the audience of people who are going through this, then that will be an opportunity, which should be a lot of fun. So yeah, that's coming up. And I have that now available up on my website at writesongsyoulove.com under the tab at the top, the teacup challenge. So for all of you listening here, I wanted to give you a special, super crazy discount. So if you want to join this thing and you go onto the website to register, enter the discount code in capital letters, TEACUP, TEACUP, one word. And that will give you a 50% off discount on that activity. So that's all I wanted to come on today to say, is just to let you know that that is happening and that that's going to be a ton of fun. Like I said, I've seen it work really, really well before for myself and for a whole lot of other people. And I thought doing it amongst a big group and just intentionally doing it for January would create a really nice vibe to start the new year. So if you're into it, drop a line through the Facebook community or through the website contact page, or you can just register on there and I'll follow up with the relevant information and what's involved with the challenges. One thing I will say is there will be prizes for those who complete all 20 days of the writing challenge. Oh, and one other thing I wanted to include with this is a couple weeks ago we had Leo from Toon River on the show, and he has a company that specializes in writing personal songs for people for special occasions. And there's a variety of different situations where you could be doing that kind of thing, either through yourself or if you go and sign up with Toon River as an artist. And there's a whole bunch of really cool occasions. And so I thought some of these challenges for the teacup challenge, I would work in some of the themes that Toon River actually uses for their songs. So that if gives you a chance to write for some of those themes. So if you ever reach out to somebody like Leo, then you're going to have some songs that are going to be perfect for what they hire and what they pay out for you writing songs. So hitting many things with numerous stones is the goal of January. And I think overall, just feel good to be active in that writing creative sense. So that's all I got today. Just wanted to let you know that is launching today. That discount will be available until January 2nd, which is the day before it starts. So I said that's a special for everybody here. And just wanted to say thank you for listening to this show ever since I've been running this since the summertime. I'll end up doing one more show next week, and then we'll take a week or so off. But looking forward to kicking things off right in the new year and having a blast with those who want to come and work their creative muscles. So hope the holiday time is easy cruising for you. Hopefully it's not a crash at the wall burnout time of year. But if it is, remember to take a breath every once in a while, put your feet up, and when you get the chance, write a song you love. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll catch you next time.
Just tell her you've been thinking it all morning. Just tell her you owe her a proper warning. If you care at all about her needs, if you care about the air she breathes, if you care about her hopes and dreams, just tell her she has blueberries in her tea.